about stuff that I that is relatively small stuff every day of my life. So I don't commit to this because I, but I know I should. That's the point. Every day you spend on this planet where you ain't dying or somebody you care about ain't dying is a pretty damn good day. Because, man, this thing, all it comes down to, I don't know if luck's the right word, but there ain't no reason that happened to him instead of me or you or your daughter or your son.
Yeah.
He was just unlucky. And what a, it's terrifying to know how random life can be. You can be a good person, do all the right things, and boom, it might not matter because you just, you know, your ball didn't hit in the right spot on the roulette wheel. And so it's pretty sobering in that way and just sad on a very basic level. This is a young man who, by all accounts, is exactly what you'd want your son to be. Smart, generous, ambitious, you know, comes to a new country to try to make a better life, be a student athlete, and was doing all of it, and then just taken away for no good reason at all. And so obviously thoughts are with his family and everybody you know, connected to the Memphis basketball program and the previous staff that recruited and brought him here, because I know it's been a tough, 7-8 months, but also a tough 24 hours. Jeff Calkins up next.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis' sports station.
The all-new Bob Johnston's Chevrolet on Highway 51 in Covington is open and ready to earn your business. Two very important things you'll find are exceptional service and the best prices. The entire staff at Bob Johnston's Chevrolet is committed to customer satisfaction. And a big part of that satisfaction is knowing you got the best price possible. Let them show you why Chevrolet is the most awarded and fastest growing brand. Find new roads at Bob Johnston Chevrolet on the web at TennesseeChevrolet.com or BobJohnstonChevy.com.
Catching a game in all 30 pro ballparks and walking away with a home run ball. Check. Whatever you're getting ready for, come into Supercuts for our attention to detail and signature hot towel finish. So you're not just ready, but super ready. Check in online today.
Enjoy the best of Chef Kelly English with today's Perks deal. Half off $25 gift certificates to the second line. Complete with Memphis-inspired New Orleans favorites. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Wing Guru is now open inside FedEx Forum for all events and has quickly become the talk of the building because people can tell the difference in something freshly made versus something frozen out of a bag. We're talking about a place that's ranked as the sixth best wing joint in the entire country, about a place that has award-winning sauces like Honey Suicide, Garlic Sriracha, Honey Gold, Spicy Taco, and Nashville Hot. We're talking about a place that fries its wings in premium oils, which is a difference you can taste. It really is terrific, which is why Wing Guru is growing by the day. And as a result, they need employees for all three locations right now. And they're offering scholarship assistance for juniors and seniors in high school or young adults wanting to go back to school. One Wing Guru location, that's on Mount Moriah. Another's in Bartlett on Stage Road. And the newest, again, inside FedEx Forum. You can apply in person at any of those locations or online at thewingguru.com. And if you're ever at home craving wings, understand that the Wing Guru is now delivering via DoorDash. You can order for delivery at thewingguru.com or place an order for pickup in store. That's the Wing Guru here in Memphis on the web, thewingguru.com.
Planning a family reunion, a class reunion, a wedding, or need an incredible place for guests to stay? Courtyard by Marriott in Collierville is the place for you. They're located at Carriage Crossing Mall, which puts your guests right in the middle of some of the best shopping and dining around. New to their Collierville location this year, the Bistro, serving Starbucks, breakfast, dinner, and evening lounge. Courtyard by Marriott at Carriage Crossing in Collierville. To learn more about our group rates and to make your reservations, call today, 850-9390.
Thompson Machinery is committed to helping you get the job done fast and efficient, helping to grow your business. That's why we're offering 0% financing for 60 months when you buy a new Cat compact track loader, skid steer loader, mini excavator, backhoe, and more. No matter if you're looking to buy, lease, or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Pick up your Cat machine today or visit us at tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Thompson Machinery, your local cat dealer.
Get ready for a meal to remember, because Kroger is here to help you save on an amazing spread for your Thanksgiving feast. Enjoy low prices on the perfect turkey or ham, delicious produce that's always fresh, plus delightful desserts from the bakery. And save on everything you need to celebrate the season deliciously. That's how you holiday.
Enjoy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 77 cents a pound. Limit two. And sweet potatoes are 33 cents a pound with card. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
Want to bet? Las Vegas is miles away. The all-new sports books at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino are much closer. We're your 50-yard line behind home plate, center court ticket, to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action, the largest video screens, and the best prop bets in town. So come place your bets at the sports books at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Main Event is gonna wow ya, because $7 per activity play all day is here. $7 bowling, billiards, laser tag, and more. Any activity all day, just $7. Wow. Only at Main Event.
Airman Rogers, status.
It's a black hat, sir.
Looking for a new challenge? The Air National Guard protects the homeland you see and everything you can. Get military training to eliminate threats in the air, space, and even cyberspace. Serve close to home and become a cyber warrior with the Air National Guard. Visit us at goang.com/now or call us at 1-800-TOGO-ANG.
Threat eliminated, sir.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah Office Park, on the web, coopersystems.com. And phone number is 360-9679, 360-9679. Next time you need a computer, whether it's a new computer, refurbished computer, custom-built computer, call Lee and Lauren Cooper. They'll help you. Because when you go to one of the big box stores, you can end up buying a machine that has a whole bunch of stuff you ain't never going to use. That's the truth. And you're paying for it. You call Lee and Lauren Cooper, tell them what you're going to be doing on a computer. Do you need a gaming computer? Well, that might cost you. But if you're just messing around on YouTube and Facebook, tweeting every once in a while, then you don't need to spend that kind of money on a computer. You can get one for a couple $100 that'll be perfect for everything you need. So they'll guide you in the right direction. You'll pay for what you need. You won't pay for stuff you don't need. You'll save money. 360-9679, 360-9679. That's Cooper Systems on the web, coopersystems.com. It's 507. Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM. ESPN, I'm joined now by Wondering Commissary Man Phoenix, Jeff Calkins. So I was listening to you earlier today.
Thanks, I appreciate that.
Least I could do while I'm cooking breakfast.
Right.
And so try to time my breakfast cooking around segments of the Jeff Calkins Show I want to listen to.
Perfect.
Usually right
at the top. What do you mean segments you want to listen to?
There's some parts I just don't care about.
Yeah. Which ones don't you like, Gary?
No, let's not go into that.
Yeah, the fight song roundup I don't need. I don't have any use for the fight song roundup.
I actually like the fight song roundup.
But most other segments.
It's my favorite one.
The opening and then the Harrington segment for sure.
Oh, that's a not. You can't miss that one. It's award winning.
You can't miss that. Okay, it's not
fine.
Really
that's
award-winning.
That's fine. Yeah. That's fine. Yeah.
I think that's good.
I don't listen to much of your show either. I will tell you this.
Yeah.
Almost every day from 5 to 5:20, I listen.
Yes.
Some days I don't. I'll be honest. If there's like giant birds flying at me and stuff, then I never said. But between 5:05 and 5:25 or so, almost every day I'm locked in.
I appreciate you being here.
Like, to me, it's my favorite segment. It's my favorite segment every day.
It's actually my favorite segment every day, too.
Me, too.
It can get, like, sometimes people will ask, so what do you think of that? I'll get a text message from a buddy. Like, what do you think of what so-and-so said on whatever show, and embarrassingly, I don't I don't want, I can't.
You can't listen all day every day.
No,
no. You can't be on.
I mean, because I'm writing or recording a podcast, or you know, often I'm preparing, and I'm not the type who can listen to something and then also prepare. I can't do it.
I can't.
People all the time, I'll get a text message from another writer. He's like, hey, just sitting here working on a column, listening to your podcast. I'm like, how do you do that? I cannot do that.
I can't watch TV if someone's talking to me. Like, if I'm watching a show, like, don't talk. Literally, you know, I can't do that. Yeah. I can do one thing.
No, I'm like that when it comes to television. Kelly's very good at just, maybe because she just doesn't care.
Right.
But she'll just be doing a million things and watching a movie that she's never
seen. How would you possibly do that?
That she's never seen before.
Impossible.
Yeah, like, she'll be, she'll just be like cooking where I know she can't hear because there's like sound. I know she can't hear what the person in the movie just said, or at least I can't hear what the person in the movie just said. And that she's like, you could ask her 45 minutes and say, what's this about? And she'll be like, boom, boom, boom. She got it. She's got the gist of it. So, I have to, yes. If I'm watching a movie, I have to watch a movie. That's it. If I'm watching a game, I have to watch games. I can sort of like whatever because you can come in and out and whatever. But if I'm preparing for a radio show, writing a column, I will have a TV at my desk on and I'll have it on mute. And then if I see something I want to that interests me, I'll turn it up real quick. But when I start to do that, I'm not doing what I was doing anymore. I cannot do two things at once. Did she ever say that?
That's what she said.
So anyway, I was listening to you.
Yeah.
I can do two things at once. Yeah. I can listen to you and make eggs.
Yes. That's what she said.
So I'm listening to you, and you guys are talking about the Ed Oliver thing from last night.
Right.
It really is a ridiculous rule to have in place. And also, I think... And for people who don't know, head coach at Houston, Major Applewhite, and Ed Oliver, his star player,
who is going to be a top five pick in the NFL draft.
Right. And, like, isn't somebody – I think Andy Staples did a nice piece on him in the preseason. He's not somebody who, like, went to Houston and then turned into this thing.
No.
He was always
going to be this thing.
He was always going to be this thing and decided to go to Houston. And I submit last night – is exactly why I made a bad choice. Because the rule is they only got so many Houston coats.
Right.
And the coats are reserved for the people who are playing. And he's not playing right now, so you can't have a coat on. Well, I bet you that's not a problem at Texas. I bet you Texas got white coats for everybody, orange coats for everybody. I bet you...
Yeah, they probably have a system to, you know... They have a system for this.
Not
like, they figure it out.
It's not a system. It's just like they don't have to...
they figure this crap out.
They don't have 40 coats for 85 football players.
It's insane.
So why were you at Houston? This is what life is like outside of the Power 5 structure.
Right.
They only got so many coats.
Can you believe that?
So then they got to decide, okay, who can wear these? We only got... It'd be like you got a family of five, but you only got three hamburgers. So, like, okay, and you can't actually cut the hamburgers.
Right.
Like, you have to decide, okay, which three people are going to be allowed to eat, which two people ain't going to be allowed to eat. That's what Houston is doing with coats.
Crazy.
In the middle of a football season.
I don't understand that at all.
That's crazy.
Like, how do you not have enough coats?
It's so stupid.
People have five different kinds of uniforms.
Right. Right. And they have coats.
We got enough coats?
And in what world?
I don't realize this. There really weren't enough coats.
That's what I saw on Twitter last night, and I'm assuming it's true since it was on Twitter. They were like, they only have so many coats.
Well, and then who, well, the whole thing was so stupid. Like who decides that the people who play get the coats? Like, they're warm.
Yeah, it's like,
they're running around.
They're doing something.
I would think it'd be more practical to say, hey, you guys playing, go just focus on football.
Right, run around, you're getting warm, whatever.
Like, the idea that there's a rule in place that if you're cold, you can't put on a coat, like, where else does that rule make sense? Like, imagine at your workplace, which is essentially what this is for these people, one of the rules was, if you get cold, you can't have a coat. What? What do you mean if I get cold, I can't have a coat?
Like, for example, Mike Norvell has rules that you can't have earrings in or headphones on when you come into the thing. Well, that makes some sense.
It makes a lot of sense.
It makes a lot of sense because basically he didn't want headphones because he didn't want everyone in their own little world. And honestly, the earrings, they want uniform. Like, they like uniformity. They want it. And so
whether you believe in it or not, there's nothing...
You don't get walk into the training room and they have the it's turned down to 52 degrees and they make you walk around without a coat.
Hey, imagine somebody telling you can't have a coat when you're cold.
No. This actually reminds me of the one that when I went, and of course, the story that you still can't believe, the naked swimming story from high school.
What was that about? Yeah.
How about that? That we used to swim. We had a swimming pool in our local high, in my high school where I grew up, and you couldn't have a bathing suit. That's
what?
True. You were not allowed to have a bathing suit. We'd all be swimming stark naked.
That's insane.
That is absolutely 100% true. And when we talked about this before, 7 years ago, whenever it was, other people had been to the similar high schools where they swam naked.
Is that still in place?
No, it's not in place. It's insane. Lots of things are no longer in place than ones we once did. It's insane.
It's insane.
It's crazy.
You're just that old, though, Jeff. No disrespect.
I am.
You wouldn't even be able to run a school like that.
You could not. No, it would be a scandal.
You'd be like 60 minutes.
That's a funny school.
It's the nuttiest thing in the world. But even if he did, I do think he handled it incorrectly, don't you? Apart from the fact that it's a stupid rule, why is he over there trying to pull the coat off the star player?
Yeah, you've got to, I think, in all walks of life, including being a head football coach,
right?
Like, I deal with what matters and don't deal with the other stuff. And it can't possibly matter that Ed Oliver's got a coat on.
Unbelievable.
Like, you're just not going to convince me that that's a thing.
No,
it's not going to matter. And I understand afterward he explained, like, listen, this is our rule. And you know, I wasn't singling him out. But if I don't make him take off the coat when I made this other dude take off a coat, now I got that problem to deal with. And all that makes sense, I guess, except you just got to circle back to the core issue.
It's a stupid ass rule.
Right.
And then furthermore, I do think if you're going to do it, you send your equipment manager over and say, hey, man, he's got to get
you. There you go.
Can you imagine? Imagine it's your job
to
enforce the coach rules?
Go up to this monster.
I mean, maybe, like, was he not going to, if he'd asked him, if the equipment manager asked him, hey, that's okay.
Yo, man.
You can't wear a coat. You know. Or, honestly, at that point, it's like the national anthem. Do it in the locker room. If you're not going to stand for the national anthem, stay in the locker room. If you're going to want to wear, go wear your coat in the locker room.
But
it's the dumbest thing in the world.
For the next five. Like, if I'm recruiting at Alabama,
we got coats.
Yeah. This is what
I
say.
Millions of them.
I sent that video from last night to the next 5-star prospect, and I'm like, listen, you want to go somewhere where they don't have enough coats for you?
Yeah.
Look, come
Memphis
here.
Should recruit against Houston now pretty effectively. Yeah. We got plenty of coats here.
Yeah. Right.
Plenty of coats.
Yeah, you got it. Like, just stock up on coats. So everybody has a coat. Like, I bet you at Texas, everybody's got three different coats.
Yeah.
Probably.
They got an orange one,
coats.
A white one, an
in
alternative coat.
Pick one. Mm-hmm.
Everybody's got probably got their name on it.
Yeah, number.
And poor Ed Oliver, he was trying to, like, he's trying to.
Coat.
Bless his heart.
He's trying to carve his own path and prove. You don't have to go to a Power 5 school to be everything you can be. And now look, fast forward to last night, he's just freezing.
So sad.
Fast forward to last night, he's just cold. He went from a 5-star prospect out of high school who could have went anywhere he wanted to now he's just cold.
It's not the Marines. You know, it's not even, it's not the,
he's just standing there cold. Standing there cold.
Gotta be cold.
Trying to win an American Conference West Division.
He was at the game. Like, he didn't have to go to the game. Like, Nick Bosa doesn't go to Ohio State games anymore, and I bet he'd get a coat if he did.
Right. Oh, he'd have 100 coats.
I'm sure they get lots of coats.
He'd have 100 coats, and then, I was about to make some domestic violence cover-up joke, but I'll leave it alone. Yeah, okay.
We agree on that important issue.
We agree on that important issue. Grizzlies back in FedEx Forum tonight, and I had Reed Forgrave on from CBS Sports earlier. He's my friend and colleague, and he wanted to ask me, why are the Grizzlies better than anybody thought they'd be through 13 games? Because this is what he said, they've exceeded my expectations more than any other team in the NBA. The answer I gave him was twofold. Mike and Mark are healthy, and for like a decade now, when Mike and Mark are healthy, they're good, without exception.
Yep.
And secondly, they, through trades and free agency signings, targeted a certain type of guy and then got that certain type of guy to team with Mike and Mark and prioritize the defensive end of the court and that is the formula that they're using to win basketball games. Is that the right answer?
I think it's the right answer, yeah. And that they hit on all of them. Like, they hit on all of them, I think, pretty much. Like, so I think, yes, it's very clearly. And those things are also, by the way, related. Like, Mike and Mark, forget it, not their health isn't related. But Mike and Mark are a healthy, but they're also happy and productive. Mike, more recently. But Mark, very clearly, last year, as Chris said on the show, the part of the show you were listening to the other day, I'm sure, he said, last year he hated the coach and he hated his teammates.
Right.
Like, that's not very good, right? So now he likes his coach a lot and he likes his teammates a lot. And it goes back to the whole what when Mark was at Media Day and was asked, people were asking him about playing with high IQ players. He was like, don't you people like to work with non-idiots in your workplace too? And now he's working with a whole bunch of people who think about the game the exact way. And I think it is hard to win NBA basketball games, but this is not beating the Golden State Warriors in the playoffs, right? This is beating, you know, you're winning regular season games
right.
with two really good players and then a bunch of people committed to winning who are pretty good players. Like, that's not bad.
There's a certain ceiling on it.
There was a clear ceiling on it.
Yeah. Yes. But wherever the ceiling is, I think it's good enough.
Totally.
And it doesn't mean, because every time I say this, somebody will tweet me and be like, oh, they, you know, you can't settle for mediocrity, or you can't settle for, you know, you need to aspire for, everybody aspires for everything you, like, whatever. But it'd be great if the Grizzlies were the Warriors. And the Grizzlies roster was Warriors roster. That ain't real life. So I'm not saying be satisfied with never winning a championship or never getting to the NBA Finals, but let's just look at it from a different perspective. Appreciate winning.
Right.
Even if it's not going the same place the Raptors winning is going, probably, or the Celtics or the Warriors.
Well, and the other thing is that there's no question. So we have this. Competence. I'm going to call it competence instead of mediocrity, the central fundamental competence. There is, in addition to that, Jaren Jackson Jr.
Right.
So there is something fun to look for towards the future, too. Right. You get to, it's not just these boring old guys who play competent basketball like Garrett Temple. It's Jaren Jackson Jr. And tonight you're going to watch him play. He and Bagley will play each other. And like he's a vivacious personality. B, he's fun to watch on the basketball court. So, they're not even actually, you know, they're not sacrificing one for the other. You get to watch the future as you get to watch a competent present.
Because for a while, they were in a string of seasons where it was kind of like, this is just kind of what it is. And there was no hope that there was anything there that was going to turn into something more than what it is. Like, it was Mike and Mark and Zach and Tony, and there wasn't...
And when they started to go downhill...
It was like, it's like
they made the big swing at Chandler, and that was the last time there was really hope. Before the press conference,
before
the press conference, when did you limp to the press conference?
But now that when you watch tonight, you can go, okay, we've got a competent veteran basketball team that at least has a chance to go to the playoffs for the 8th time in 9-year span. But then that's the future star. You hope that's the future star. And that'll be the, right now, Mike and Mark are still the faces of this franchise, but that's the next face of the franchise right there. And you can sort of enjoy a season on two different levels, which I don't think it's been a common thing for Grizzlies fans.
No, and I guess look at Phoenix now. That's a different way to do it. Like, but they're not getting the competence. They're the young player. Well, here's Jaren Jackson. And I actually think it's not a bad way to bring along Jaren Jackson Jr. either. Like, is in the midst of this competence and people who are dedicated to the craft, and he's clearly a serious guy anyway, but then he's surrounded with serious people. I was as tough on Chris Wallace as you know. I fired him from South Korea.
Yep.
But I don't know what you can say that they did wrong this offseason. Nothing. I don't think there's anything they did wrong this offseason. And so
unless you think like Trae Young's going to turn into an all-star and you think they should have taken Trae right. Young over Jaren Jackson.
But it's not obvious.
It's not obvious. No, I don't think it's obvious either way.
Trae Young could still be better than Jaren Jackson.
Right. Yeah. Some people would be like, "Oh, you wanted him to take Trae Young." Like, yeah, I'm not sure I was wrong about that yet.
Right.
You know, like I might end up being wrong, and I'd be happy to be wrong. Like, I don't usually want to be wrong, but I'd love to be wrong about that. But it's not crystal clear that Trae Young ain't gonna be better than Jaren Jackson. I think they're both gonna be good.
I'm doing a piece on Penny, and shockingly, and about the year that he went third, mm-hmm. right? So Weber goes first.
And Sean Bradley?
It was freaking Sean Bradley.
Right.
Like, Jaren Jackson, not know Sean Bradley.
Right.
Like, you know, like, they didn't do that. They didn't make that. Can you believe that?
Well, that's the Hasheem Thabeet thing.
Yeah.
And Darko thing.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. There's
stars everywhere, and you pick the dud.
And it happens in that second spot. It happened with Sean Bradley, happened with Darko, happened with Hasheem Thabeet. It's like there's a guy, you're going to take one. So it was Weber, and in the Darko draft, it was LeBron. And in the Hasheem Thabeet draft, who went one in that one? Was it Blake?
Yes, Blake.
Okay, so it's Blake. Everybody's going to take Blake one. And then there's like, we'll go Hasheem Thabeet. Like the teams in those drafts, there's an obvious guy to go one, and then it's like, and they just
we're gonna go high upside here with Sean Bradley. Who was it? So it's Sean Bradley, Hashim Thabeet, and Darko.
Yeah,
big skilled big men.
And behind Darko, you had, off the top of my head, Carmelo.
Yeah, Wade,
Dwayne Wade, yep. Chris Bosh. Yeah. Was he in that same draft? Maybe, I don't know. And then
I don't think so.
And then behind, of course, Thabeet, you've got.
I mean,
everybody.
All of them. Yeah,
yeah, Steph Curry, James Harden. And then behind Sean Bradley, you had Penny.
Right. There's some others. Sometimes it goes the other way. Greg Oden goes one, and you get Durant two. Like, right. It doesn't always work out that two is the bust, but right. Those three, very commonly, it is true. And the point is, Jaren Jackson, whatever you think, wherever you come down on that, like, he's a good player. He's not
going to be Hashim Thabeet and somebody else got Steph Curry.
Right.
He's not going to be.
He could be Tyreek and someone else got Steph Curry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or whatever. He could be, he could be a very good player. I think long term he'll be a much better basketball player than Tyreek. Tyreek was rookie of the year there, though, that year.
Yeah. But it was always like he was rookie of the year, but. Like, he's rookie of the year, but how great is he going to be? Can you win with him? There were always these questions about him. But still, yeah, he does have the trophy. We'll play Harvard Horn Lake next.
I'm going to tell you a story about O'Call, but it's not going to be about an item of clothing. It's going to be about a woman named Gwen Cash. Cash grew up in Orange Mound and graduated from Melrose High, class of 1965. She's related to the great Ida B. Wells and was in the building when Martin Luther King Jr. gave his mountaintop speech. She got what was supposed to be a temporary job at O'Call 30 years ago as a gift wrapper during the holidays, and she's been there ever since. It's people like Cash who make O'Call what it is. You should ask her about picking out ties. She loves picking out ties, has an absolute gift for it. Customers will call her and tell her they need a suit, a shirt, and a tie, and she says she can't even recall a time the customer didn't love the first tie she picked. O'Call isn't just a store with beautiful clothes. It's a store with remarkable people who are invested, really invested, in finding the most beautiful clothes for you. People like Clay Tidwell, the legendary O'Call employee who passed away recently. So we're going to call Gwen Cash the inaugural Clay Tidwell Employee of the Month. In the immortal words of Clay himself, always look your best.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out. When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond AT&T. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month when you add two voice mobility lines. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offerings 11/21/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
How your teeth look can affect how you feel about yourself. And with today's advancements in dentistry, it's easy to change that appearance in just a few simple visits. Yes, you really can get a wider smile in less than 2 hours. And you won't ever dread going to the dentist anymore. Not after you check out the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby in the Forum Building. The Smile Center, it is central to everything, and it's also comfortable and convenient. And this is Gary Parrish telling you, I'm speaking from experience. This is where my family goes. It's where your family should go. So if you're looking for a dentist, or if your dentist doesn't even know your name, call Dr. Mady Sadeghi. He and his staff, they make it really easy to take care of your smile, whether you're in need of a routine cleaning or something more cosmetic. That's the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby. You can get more information at SmileCenterMemphis.com. That's SmileCenterMemphis.com, or call today to make an appointment. 309-1333, 309-1333. It's the Smile Center, taking comfort to a whole new level.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, if you must move from your home, be sure to at least inventory your important personal property. Video with narration works fine. Number two, don't be lured into a confrontation or an argument. Walk away. Don't hand your wife an opportunity for an order of protection. And number three, always take time to prepare for hearings and depositions. Insist on a prep meeting, whether your lawyer thinks you need it or not. And finally, make sure that you've secured your private records, your email accounts, etc. If in doubt, set new passwords. For more info, check out DazDivorce.com. It's a great resource, and it's free.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Memphis attorneys. A partner men can count on. 901-362-3666. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. 6000 Poplar Avenue, Suite 225, Memphis, Tennessee, 38119.
The live show you just have to experience.
And a little bit of
Zach Brown Band. Down the rabbit hole, live, Saturday night, March 30th, FedEx Forum, the multi-platinum, Grammy Award-winning Zach Brown Band. Reserved seats are on sale now at LiveNation.com. Zach Brown Band, in concert.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Step my money fast and go fast, fast, go. Fast like a Lambo. I be jumping off the stage.
Jumping, jumping, hey, hey.
Crowd better save up.
Crowd going
heavy. I can't believe we made it.
This is what we made, hey.
This is what we're thankful.
This is what we're thankful.
Sleepy D's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zauner. It's not your traditional mattress and furniture store. The prices are always 50% to 80% off retail stores, so they don't have to have sales. They're already killing the competition 52 weeks a year. Got an A-plus rating, Better Business Bureau, and when readers of the Commercial Appeal were asked to vote for the best mattress store in the area, the winner, four straight years, it was Sleepy Z's. But they don't just sell mattresses, they also sell furniture. It's in the name. Sleepy Z's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zauner. They have living room sets, bedroom sets, rugs, anything you need to furnish your home, you can probably get it from Sleepy Z's. So make sure to check there first. And if you don't see what you want on the floor, understand that they got a 42-inch kiosk full of furniture for you to browse through. Find what you want, they'll get it for you. And remember to mention you heard about them on the Gary Parish Show to save an additional 10% at Sleepy Z's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zauner. It's located 2790 Kirby Whitten in Bartlett at the corner of Summer Avenue next door to Hollywood Feed. The number is 901-692-6200 on the web, sleepyzzz.com. It's 531, Gary Parish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN. And every Friday when I'm in town and Jeff's in town and we feel like it, we play Harvard Horn Lake. Let's get it.
It's Harvard versus Horn Lake Trivia, presented by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop.
Jeff is from Harvard University. Gary is from Horn Lake. Two sports minds from two very different worlds. This is Harvard Horn Lake Trivia, only on 92.9 FM ESPN, 680 AM ESPN.
All right, you know how it works. You're going to call in 535-3776, 535-ESPN. Cowboy Carson going to get your name. He's going to throw it on the screen. I'm going to come to you in the order that you were received. I'll say hello. You'll say hello. I'll ask you. You want a Harvard or Horn Lake? You say Harvard, you go into caucus. You say Horn Lake, you coming with me. You get the first one right, you go to the other side. You get them both right, you're a winner. Brad Carson, tell them what they win today.
Tickets to John Mellencamp at the Orpheum on Sunday, March 17th. We've got a couple pairs of those. Also, tickets to see Kelly Clarkson at Lander Center on Saturday, February 9th. Tickets to see Steve Earle and the Dukes. Four packs. Bluesville show is at Horseshoe. That's on Friday, December 14th. We have tickets to local. Eat, drink, play. We've got Main Street and, of course, Overton Square locations for local $50 gift cards. And finally, tickets to see, James Wiseman and East Take on DJ Jeffries and Olive Branch. A couple pairs of those tickets to the Mid-South Basketball Classic. That will be at the Lander Center. That is on Tuesday at the Lander Center.
535-3776, 535-ESPN. We're going to start with Hank from Horn Lake. Hank, what's up? What's up, Hank? I'm sorry I'm going to be out of town. I'm not going to be able to spend Thanksgiving with my family, considering your family. What's up with it?
I'm out of town right now working.
Where are you at? Beautiful Paris again?
No, I'm in Jackson, Tennessee.
Okay.
I'm excited about it.
You want a Harvard or Horn Lake?
What's the Harvard topic?
Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, Hank.
Hey.
Oh, well, hell, I ought to be able to get that right.
Hey, starting in Harvard. Go. Mm-hmm.
Okay, according to a 2018 survey, the favorite thing for people to eat on Thanksgiving was turkey. Of all the things that might be on the table was turkey. ridiculous. What was number two?
Number two, dressing.
That's exactly right.
How about
Hank?
That, Hank?
That's what I would guess.
How about that, Hank?
Love dressing.
Okay. God, I want Hank to win, but I got to find
that's
one.
That's why I gave him the easiest one I had.
I know. I got to figure it out.
I thought stuffing was, I thought that was pretty easy.
Okay.
Would you have just said stuffing as well?
Either one. It said actually stuffing.
Okay, this is easy. This is easy.
Okay, good.
We got a new
Don't
Rocky.
Say that, though.
We got a new Rocky. We got a new Rocky film coming out next week.
Ooh.
On Creed 2.
Yep.
Okay. Everybody knows that Rocky's manager was Mickey. Mm-hmm. In what Rocky film did Mickey die?
Was that three?
Rocky
three
is the correct answer.
Yeah! Hank's
Mick died it. Mick died in there.
The stupid streak has ended.
You got it. You got it. All you had to do is
Hank.
All you had to do is enjoy dressing and have watched Rocky III at one point in your life.
Hank, I've got your information, man. So have a great weekend.
How many people haven't had dressing and watched Rocky III in the United States of America? I think that's like 80% of Americans, at least, maybe higher. All right, Hank. Congrats.
Thank you, Hank. I'll call you and we'll get you set up.
Let's go to Will out in Germantown. Will, what's up?
Oh, man, not much. Headed home from work and hoping some of Hank's luck rubs off.
All right. You want a Harvard or Horn Lake?
Let's go with a Horn Lake.
Okay. We'll stick with some Rocky ones for a minute. We'll get to the porn stuff if we need it. Everybody knows Rocky's manager was Mickey. We also know he died in Rocky III. What was Mickey's last name?
As many times as I've seen the Rocky movies, I couldn't tell you, man. I'm sorry.
It's surprising. People don't know this. People don't know Mickey's last name.
I have no idea what Mickey's last name is.
Let's go to Carrie from Lakeland. Carrie, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Hey, you want Harvard or Horn Lake?
Let's start over at Harvard.
Okay. There are wild turkeys in every single state in the Union except for one. What is that state where there are no wild turkeys?
Oh, man. Hawaii?
Nope, sorry.
They got turkeys in Hawaii.
They got wild turkeys in Hawaii.
They got wild turkeys.
That's the drink.
Yeah, no, they got the bird.
Let's go to Chris in Olive Branch. Chris, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Everything's good, man. You want a Harvard or Horn Lake?
Let's try New Horn Lake because I have no idea what Mickey's last name was.
Okay. You want a Rocky question or you want something else?
I'll let you have it. Whatever you want to throw at me.
How many members are in Migos?
Say again.
How many members are in Migos?
Is that a band?
It's a rap group.
It's a rap group. Hmm. How many people in Migos?
How many people?
Migos.
I thought of them because they were on Carpool Karaoke with James Corden a couple nights ago. It was great. You can find it on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they sing Neil Diamond?
Four.
It is not four. The correct answer is not four.
Oh. Okay.
Beatles would have been four. Could have got the Beatles four, but Migos a different deal. Let's go to Mick. Mickey!
Hey!
You want a Harvard or Horn Lake?
Let's go with the Horn Lake.
Okay, you want a new one or an old one? You can tell me Mickey's last name from the Rocky films, or you can tell me how many members are in Migos, or I can give you something else.
Something else.
Okay. All for old time's sake.
Which not a porno question.
No!
Which Gary, don't do. No.
Turn back.
For old time's sake, Gary, don't resort
Turn
to
back.
That. Don't do it.
Turn
which,
back.
No.
Which of the following is
Come
not a
on.
Film in which adult film star Jaden Cole stars?
I'm going to revolt on this damn bit.
Is it A, Life on Top, B, The Beautiful Solo, C, Homewrecker 3, or D, Innocent Girls Held Captive?
D.
I'm sorry, Jaden Cole was an Innocent Girls Held Captive. She's a star. Mm. She's a star of it. She's a star. You can look it up if you want to.
Thanks, Mick.
You can look it up if you want to.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. I apologize. Brad
Mick.
Does too.
We're going out to Lakeland.
Tamis.
How's it going?
Everything's all right, man. You want a Harvard or Horn Lake?
Let's go Horn Lake.
You want a new one or an old one?
Let's do old one. Can I do the Migos one?
Yeah, how many members are in Migos?
Three.
Of course it's three. Three's the right answer. You were talking.
Three amigos?
No, not three amigos. Just three in Migos.
I love the question we have out there is there are wild turkeys in every single state in the Union except for one. You can tell me what that state of the Union is, or I can give you a different turkey Thanksgiving question.
Give me a different one.
Okay. What month of the year is Canadian Thanksgiving? It's not November.
What?
October.
That's correct.
How about that?
You're a winner.
Genius.
Tim's a genius.
It's a winner.
Yep.
Winner. Hold on, Tamas.
Let's go to John in South Haven. John, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Everything's good, man. You want a Harvard or Horn Lake?
Let's start with Horn Lake.
You want a new one or an old one?
New one.
Which member of Migos is married to Cardi B?
Oh, you got me on that one.
I'll
man.
Give you multiple choices. Yeah, multiple choices.
I'll make multiple choices. Three names.
Is it Quavo?
Uh-huh.
Is it Offset? Or is it Takeoff?
Offset.
It is Offset.
There you go.
Hey.
She puts it on Offset. That's what she said. She puts it on Offset. Now you're with Calkins.
Yes. you want to tell me what state does not have any wild turkeys? Every 49 states of the union have wild turkeys running around them. One does not.
Hmm.
Or I could give you a different Thanksgiving question.
Hey, let's go with a new one.
Okay. What percent of turkey is sold during the holidays? 12%? 29%? This is in America. What percent of turkey is sold in the holidays? 12%? 29% or 52%?
I'm going to go 12%.
I'm sorry, that's not correct.
By the way, the answer to this question proves my point about turkey. People aren't just running around eating turkey 12 months a year.
Go ahead.
It proves my point.
No, no, it doesn't prove your point. We wait. Let's for the answer. We wait to see the answer.
Yeah.
We'll see
wait for the
point.
Answer, Gary.
Let's go to Daniel. Yeah. Daniel, what's up?
My favorite columnist. What's up, MLB?
Yo, you want a Harvard or a Horn Lake?
I don't care. Give it to me.
All right, I'm going to give it to you. Here's what I'm asking you.
Please not the porno.
Here you go. See,
please
y'all tripping.
No, okay. I'll just give you this.
Give me a black question. The black question. I'm good with the black question.
You got a black category?
Okay.
We can do the Lamar North South Memphis. Y'all need to do the Lamar North South Memphis.
I don't actually have a black category here.
Okay.
Okay, we'll make it easy for you. Where's Migos from?
ATL, shawty.
ATL, shawty. Right.
Okay.
That's why I wanted to do the Super Bowl halftime show.
You want to tell me what state of the union does not have turkey? There's only one. Does not have wild turkey. So do you want to tell me what percent of turkey is sold during the holidays? 12%, 29%, or 52%? Or would you like another question?
I would presume that the state would be Alaska.
You are correct.
How about
sir?
That?
Look at Daniel.
Not a lot of black people or turkeys in Alaska. That's my understanding.
See that?
Yeah. The Eskimos, they're not into it, huh?
Right. See
Hang
that?
On, Daniel.
All right, Daniel. Appreciate Let's it. Wrap yeah. this up with Tom. Tom, what's up?
What up?
Yo, you want to... Yeah, man, we're good. You want to Harvard Horn Lake?
Let me try the Harvard. I'm going to try the Mickey question.
Okay.
That's a Horn Lake.
Everybody knows Rocky's manager was named Mickey. What was Mickey's last name?
That would be a Harvard question. I'm going to go with Golden.
It was not Golden. It was close to that. It wasn't Golden. I'm sorry. Do you know Mickey? You don't know Mickey. Mickey's last name, Goldmill. Mickey Goldmill.
Mickey Goldmill.
Oh, he was so close.
Mickey Goldmill. Hmm. You know, my first dog was named Mickey Goldmill Parrish.
Wow.
True story. That's how I know that.
Really? Yeah. Was it a pug?
Nah, Maltese.
Yeah. What percentage of are we done?
Yeah, I think we're
what percentage of turkey is sold during the holidays? 12%, 29%, or 52%?
29%.
29%.
Yeah,
that means only 29% is during the holidays. It means the rest of the 71% of the time that people are eating they're out there eating turkey not during the holidays.
But that's a big chunk.
No, it's not. It's 71%. Now here's the truth though. The part of this is that you're right about is that. Most of that turkey that's the 71%, it's in a sub. Like, it's a sandwich. It's not a bird.
No.
It's not a giant bird. That part. But 71% is not sold in the holidays. But to me, suggests that people do like turkey but they're just not, they don't like the big birds.
Here's what I submit.
Yeah.
That there is no, quote-unquote, season or month in which 30% of chicken of all the chicken sold in a year, is sold in that time.
No, it's larger than... Okay, but I bet ham. I bet ham get more sold.
Because ham ain't... Ham,
okay, ham gets sold at a certain period of time.
Ham's second rate, too. Ham and turkey are both second rate.
I bet more steaks are sold in the summer. So it makes your schnitzels all the summer.
Yeah, because people are grilling. Yeah, they're grilling out in the summer.
You have 30%. You got 2 months. You got November and December. You got 2 months. Did you sell 30% of the... It's true.
I'm not participating in it.
You're not participating in it.
I ain't participating
in it. Gary is eating a filet on Thanksgiving.
Right. You damn right I am. You damn right I am.
All right, Jeff. It's good to have you here.
Good to see you, man.
I'll see you later. Be back with dinner to go.
Do you own or have you considered owning office, retail, warehouse properties, or apartments? If you answered yes, then I want to tell you about a unique chance to get more information on commercial real estate. This is Eric Hasseltine with the Memphis Grizzlies. On Thursday, November 29th in the Great Hall in Germantown, Albright Investments will host a seminar dedicated to commercial real estate ownership. Former Memphis Tiger John Albright has been in the commercial real estate business for over 30 years and has been involved in millions of dollars of commercial real estate transactions. Get your seat now by calling 901-758-2424 or visit AlbrightInvestments.com.
Anyone can deliver a box, but Kroger makes it easy with store pickup and now shipping right to your door. So check out while you're chilling with the app or at Kroger.com.
A guy named Charles lived out in Cordova. Wanted to sell his home, so he did what I've been telling him to do for years now. He got in touch with Josh Hysaw. They sat down, they settled on a price, and then Josh went to work. And Charles' home, it was sold very quickly. For the asking price, they got 17 different offers. So how did Josh do that? He did it with a 45-day guarantee plan. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. The first step is Josh helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive to buyers. You guys agree. Then he goes to work. Then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick. It's totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him, no questions asked. So if you're trying to sell a home in this area, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Hysaw, 461-8147, 461-8147 on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
You can feel it in the air. One electrifying night with Johnny Lang, live. Friday, February 8th, Horseshoe Casinos, Boozeville. New album, Signs, available now. Get your tickets on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. Johnny Lang. Ages 18 and up. Must be 21 or older to gamble. No one to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Aaron Rodgers, status.
It's a black hat, sir.
Looking for a new challenge? The Air National Guard protects the homeland you see and everything you can. Get military training to eliminate threats in the air, space, and even cyberspace. Serve close to home and become a cyber warrior with the Air National Guard. Visit us at goang.com/now or call us at 1-800-TOGO-ANG.
Threat eliminated, sir.
This is Gary Parrish, and you might know that my wife and I had a baby at Regional One Health a couple of years ago, and I really can't recommend them enough. They took such great care of our little boy Lou and our family in general. But as I've said before, you don't have to be in an emergency situation to take advantage of the great care from Regional One Health. We were. That's why we were there. That's why a lot of people are there. But you don't have to be in an emergency situation to get great care from Regional One Health. And the East Campus is evidence of that. It's where Susan Edwards works. She's at the Imaging Center on Regional One's East Campus. And what that place does is provide an easy option for women to get their annual mammograms. You do not need a referral. You don't even need an appointment. And if you didn't know, the American College of Radiology, it recommends an annual mammogram screening for women starting at the age of 40. So if you qualify, call Regional One's East Campus, 901-515-3600, 901-515-3600, and understand that the East Campus is at 6555 Quince Road, right at the Kirby exit at 385, so it's easy to get to. You can learn more at regionalonehealth.org.
It's getting cold outside, and what better way to entertain the family than to hit the track at Audubon Indoor Speedway. Audubon tracks are inspired by real road race courses, but way cooler because they're indoors and climate controlled. And Audubon's fully electric Italian-made carts are ultra-modern, fun to drive, and fast with speeds up to 50 miles per hour. Not your dad's rattly carts of old, more like electric Lamborghinis. Mondays through Thursdays, get one free race for every two you buy. I guarantee a trip to Audubon will change the way you think about your weekdays. Audubon Indoor Speedway events. Fast, fun, cool.
Dell's Black Friday sale for small business is on. Save up to 50% with massive deals on office essentials like computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors and the latest servers. Even other top brand electronics are on sale. Plus, get free shipping on everything. Quantities are limited. Dell's small business technology advisors can help you find the right tech for your business needs at Black Friday prices. Just call 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/sbblackfriday. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Orion Federal Credit Union, redefining banking. We offer several checking options designed to fit your lifestyle. Visit OrionFCU.com to find out more.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I hustle from a chain like a pit stop. I used to want to grip gang to my wrist lock. Ooh, now I want a BMW i3. It's little but it's on point like Kyrie. My mama taught me never let a sucker try me. But if you do, draw her blood like an IV.
Got the Grizzlies in action tonight. Tiger football team in action tonight. If you're going to sit at home and watch both, you might do it with a drink. And if you're going to do it with a drink, do it with New Amsterdam Vodka. It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. How smooth is it, Brad?
It's so smooth you can drink it straight.
So smooth you can drink it straight. You don't have to,
no.
But you can. You choose to, it'll be a pleasant experience because New Amsterdam Vodka is so smooth, you can drink it straight. Yes, it's what I buy when I'm in the liquor store, and the reason is because it's an awesome vodka that's reasonably priced. It's among the reasons it's now the fastest-growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. They got flavored vodkas, apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, raspberry. The newest flavor is grapefruit. If you haven't tried it yet, check it out. Just next time you're in a restaurant or a bar or a liquor store, you ask for it by name. New Amsterdam Vodka, pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. It's 5:50, Gary Parrish Show. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN. And just a terrible story out of the state of Alabama. People who listen to the Paul Feinbaum show regularly probably know of a caller named Tammy from Clanton. She's a regular on the show, 52 years old. And an Auburn fan died today in a car accident down in Alabama. She was with her 3-year-old granddaughter, who also died.
Oh, man.
In the car accident. The Alabama, an Alabama state trooper named Jimmy Harrell described the accident this way. There was a driver of a commercial vehicle, and it was carrying some kind of explosive material, and it was traveling eastbound on US 280, and it just blew a tire. And when it blew a tire, the truck overturned on its side and veered into oncoming traffic in the westbound lane, and it collided with an SUV carrying Tammy and her 3-year-old granddaughter. I mean, it's just absolute wrong place, wrong time.
Total, but, to what you were talking about earlier, just like bang.
Well, that's what it reminded me of.
Yeah.
Like when we were talking about Kareem Azab.
Yeah.
There's no reason for him to be dead other than he was diagnosed with a deadly disease randomly. You don't, far as I know, do anything to get the type of leukemia that he got. It's just like some of us are lucky and some of us ain't. It really is that random. And this is another example of just the randomness of life. And it's just over. I mean, this woman was just, I don't know where she was going, but like, I'm about to drive home on the interstate right now.
Yeah.
Exactly what happened to her could theoretically happen to me or any of us at any time. Why her? It's just like, I think the way I phrased it earlier, like your roulette wheel, your ball just lands on the wrong place on the roulette wheel.
Yeah.
You know, it's just terrifying to know how little control you have over your life. You can do everything the right way and still be diagnosed with leukemia and be dead less than a year later. You can do everything the right way. Don't drink and drive. Put on your seatbelt. Don't speed. Be aware of your surroundings. Stay off your phone. Still, if a commercial vehicle carrying explosives blows a tire and veers into your lane while you're driving, you're going to die. Yeah. is just awful, awful, awful. Because I think it's much more comforting to think that there's a rhyme and a reason for things, that everything happens for a reason. I've never believed that. I know some people do, and I don't mean to be dismissive of it, but I don't think everything happens for a reason. I think just stuff happens, and just something bad happens sometimes to some people. And it happened to Kareem, and now it happened to Tammy from Clanton, dead at the age of 52, just got in her car with her granddaughter, and then because of an unfortunate thing that happened with another vehicle, her life's over. What a world.
Man.
Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is presented by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop, a Folks Folly original.
It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
Just, I don't mean to get all cliche-ridden with you, but maybe just don't take anything for granted. And I know anybody who knows me hears me say these words and like a roll in their eyes, because I am Mr. Sweat the Small Stuff. But I am also aware that I shouldn't be. Like I said earlier, as it related to Kareem, like every day you're not dying, if somebody you care about isn't dying, that's a pretty good day. And I'll try to remember that, even if I'm likely to forget it by Monday.
What's the biggest game tonight?
I think it's the college football game. It's the University of Memphis Tigers. They're playing down in SMU. That's at Gerald J. Ford Stadium. Win, and they keep their hopes for an AAC championship intact. 8 o'clock kickoff. You can watch it on ESPN2.
What should I watch on TV?
Well, we got a new Dateline NBC.
Oh, okay. Well, tell me about it.
When a mother is discovered dead inside her home, it appears to be a suicide. But when investigators start to interview those closest to her, an evil plot emerges.
Keith Morrison watch. What we got? Who's hosting it?
I don't even want to string you along. It ain't Keith Morrison, the GOAT. It's Dennis Murphy. Dennis Murphy
He's
report.
Fine.
It's just...
Dennis is fine. He's probably their second place, you know, host, guy. Andrea, he's better than Andrea Canning, I think. No disrespect to Andrea.
That is very disrespectful to Andrea Canning.
And she's fine, but she's, you know, not my favorite behind Keith Morrison.
Dennis Murphy reports.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah. Earlier today at The Ringer, there was a nice story by Dan Devine.
Yeah.
On the Memphis Grizzlies. Headline, the Grizzlies don't care about your high-powered offense. Memphis is thriving by playing lockdown defense and blending its vets with its new addition. So it's a lot about what we talked about earlier today. If you haven't found that yet, go find it. TheRinger.com.
What's on tap next week?
Well, I'm going to Maui for the Maui Invitational. I got a...
Dad's hanging out in Maui.
I got a 6 a.m. flight out of Memphis International tomorrow morning. I'm going Memphis to...
have fun.
Memphis to L.A. L.A. to Honolulu. Then Honolulu to... Maui. I think I leave at 6 a.m. and I will land in Maui around midnight Memphis time.
Well,
so I got a long day. I'm going to be in Maui all next week.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Enjoy yourself, man. Take your advice with what you just said about enjoying every moment, especially this week. Seriously, it's been a long year for you.
I'll do my best, Brad. My year's been fine. I'll do my best. And so, we'll have guest hosts, but I will be on the show every day at the top of each show. And I'll tell you about how beautiful it is while it's probably cold here. Enjoy your weekend. I'm going to enjoy mine. Be back here Monday at 4. Till then, be careful. Be kind. Be good. Rep your hood.
The official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis' sports station. Jason and John.
His name is Seth Greenberg, college basketball analyst.
Have you ever had a player like Tyler Harris who clearly wants to shoot the ball and can get going, but, you know, can also have some bad misses?
You've got to get him to understand what a good shot is, a bad shot is. You can't take away his aggressiveness, his confidence, that's what makes it who he is.
It's the Jason and John Show, weekdays 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Men in the area have been working with the Memphis Men's Clinic to treat their ED for over 4 years. Now area men have experienced stellar results from wave therapy, the state-of-the-art treatment that uses a man's own healing agents to help make ED a thing of the past.
My name's David. I'm 46 years old, and I've been coming to the Memphis Men's Clinic for about 2 years. The doctor and staff at the Memphis Men's Clinic explained everything to me in terms I could understand. They explained the process completely, so I wouldn't have any confusion about what it was or why it works. And the procedure was quick and painless. I wasn't expecting the kind of results I got. I didn't think noticeable gains could be made so easily, but the results have been very strong.
Call the Memphis Men's Clinic today to schedule a consultation for just $99. Learn how wave therapy from the Memphis Men's Clinic can help you regain your performance. Call today, 901-443-0304. 901-443-0304.
Hey, Tennessee. GEICO presents Need to Know Information, because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
Sometimes I tell people I have plans, when really I'm going to mindlessly scroll through my social feed until my battery runs out.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction. Rating.
I talk to my dog like I have long drawn out conversations with him, and I think he understands me.
Again, not really needed, but knowing GEICO offers more than just car insurance is important, like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
I'm okay with the 5-second rule. The 90-second rule works too.
And not needed. But you should know GEICO has local agents in